broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, May the 5th, 2023. Happy Cinco de Mayo 2023. 16 minutes past the hour. WGH Radio Talk Time. And we have a loaded studio tonight. And it's all people who have been on the air this week. It's a very interesting two-hour live period tonight. You're not going to want to miss. We're going to go round robin with a lot of topics. And it'll be a show you don't want to miss for sure. Sean Kraft joins me in studio as he does each and every Friday night. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
We're doing good. We got a little feedback there for some reason. Yeah, just turn that knob down over there a little bit on the sound here. The echo. Getting a little feedback over there. All right, that's much better. Sean Kraft joins me in studio here. Now, on Tuesday night, we did election coverage, and for the first time ever on air, and certainly for the first time for us doing the Board of Elections position, was Matthew Morgan. Matthew's here tonight. Say hello, Matthew.
How's it going?
Good to see you. And the other night, Wednesday night, we had Camden in. We taped an episode. Only if I could remember your name. We had Camden in the other night, and we did an episode on nail technicians and a whole bunch of other things that we'll probably get into here tonight. Camden, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Camden's there. All right, so we're all on deck for tonight. All right, Camden, what was your experience the other night when we did the interview?
I was very nervous. It's like my first time being interviewed by someone.
And how did it go?
I don't know. I'm very self-critical, and I guess I didn't like some of my responses.
You know, it turned out just fine. Sean, you were there. You ran the camera.
Yes.
What'd you think?
I think it turned out really good.
Turned out good.
Yeah.
Matt, you were down at the Board of Elections. I called you that afternoon. I said, do you want to do this? What went on that night? What'd you experience?
It was a lot of sitting around and waiting for the machines to come through. But the gentleman from the Marion Star was really helpful because I didn't really know what I was doing all that much. But I asked him a few questions, and he was helping me, so.
That's good. He helped you along that night.
Yeah.
Andrew, is it Andrew?
I believe so.
I believe so. Good. So, were you excited to see that big broadcast? You are a part of the big election night broadcast.
It was weird.
Pull that mic a little closer to you. Why was it weird?
Because, you know, I've just never heard my voice on a radio before.
And was it just pure excitement? It's going out right now, too.
I mean, the first time, like, when I got off the phone with you guys, I heard my voice on the radio, and I was like, man. And then I just turned down the volume on my phone all the way, and I was like, I cannot stand my own voice. I cannot.
Nobody likes the sound of their voice on the radio. Nobody does. You do it long enough, and it kind of just you get there. But you're never totally happy with it. Never.
Yeah.
No. Sean, you were here for both of their appearances. What did you make of them?
Oh, you did a good job that night, and she did a good job. You guys are doing a good job, I think.
Thank you.
First time on the radio and television, you guys both did a good job.
Now, topic number one tonight, I think, is going to be Cinco de Mayo, because this is a holiday. It's not really a holiday here in America, but we like to celebrate it by drinking. That's what we do here in America for Cinco de Mayo. But this is not a holiday celebrated in Mexico, really, at all. It's their Independence Day, but not a big deal. Now, you did not know that until today, right, Sean?
I didn't know that today until I started talking to one of my peeps out west. And
your who?
My peeps.
You know. You have peeps?
Yeah, in Tijuana. Yeah.
Are those little candies that they give out at Easter? You have some of those out in Tijuana?
Yeah.
You got some little sugary candies out in Tijuana.
Exactly. And they was telling me today, and I had no
clue. When did you turn into, like, hip-hop? Just say, my people.
My people.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's...
Tell me about your peeps.
Yeah, so that's what I found out today, so I had no idea.
All right, now, Camden, what do you make of Cinco de Mayo not being a big deal in Mexico, but yet we have Americanized this into a drinking holiday? Tequila, tequila, tequila.
I find it interesting because, like, I don't think we don't do this with any other people's, like, Independence Days. I don't know why we just...
Well, we took Ireland's St. Patrick's Day, and we turned that into a drinking holiday.
Well, that's not really, like, Independence Day. It's, like, some random country taking our, like, 4th of July And like,
well, we like to drink on our Independence Day.
Well, yeah, we do. It's
any
like
chance we can drink, we do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. So your take on it is we shouldn't have done it.
No, I just find it interesting. Like, why do we do it with their holiday when they don't really celebrate it?
Because we like Mexican food. We like tortilla chips.
Yeah.
We like salsa.
I
you
love
know,
Mexican food so much.
Salsa is the number one condiment in the United States, has passed ketchup in recent years.
And you know I don't like it at all.
Salsa, yeah. You dislike salsa? No, salsa's good.
I prefer queso over salsa. Yeah.
I don't know. So what do you think, Matthew, about Cinco de Mayo? D.E. Mayo.
I mean, I don't know. It's probably just more so like us giving like recognition to the Mexican culture in the United States, because, you know, we like Mexican food and whatnot.
We do like Mexican food. Just in Marion, we have the Mi Jalapeno, we have the Del Taco, we have three Taco Bells, we have two El Campesinos. So we're weighted down with Mexican food, Sean. Now, you're not a big Mexican food fan, because if people get behind you after you've had Mexican food, the peeps... The pizza will run away.
No, I didn't say I do like tacos. I mean, I like Victor's Tacos in here, Marion.
Victor's Tacos. There's another one.
I prefer the El Camps by the mall. I think that's the better location.
Is there a difference in the El Campesinos, the one at the mall and the one on 95?
I feel like there is a difference, a noticeable difference.
What's the difference?
They're owned by the same company, right?
I believe so.
They're owned by the same people, but for some reason, they just, like, are different.
Hmm. Matthew?
Personally, I don't think that there's a difference between the El Campesinos. I mean, the only difference is that, like, one is, like, the location that they started at, and the other one is, like, the second location, and that's it. A lot of people like the original location better, just because it's the original, I assume, so it's more so, like...
But it's on the bad side of town. You want to be out there, you know, the east side of town is really where it's at, in Marion. The south end is, you know, oof.
I mean, I don't know. When I was still in, like, high school, like, you know, 2 years ago, me and my friends would go mess around at the mall. Even though there was, like, nothing there, we would go and shoot pool, walk around.
Shoot pool?
Hmm.
Are you a good pool shooter?
No.
No.
I'm okay.
But you like fishing.
Yeah.
Fishing. Now, there's an art to fishing, I think. What do you think makes a good fisherman?
Patience. A lot of people just, they can't sit there and wait for the fish, so they'll just, like, especially with bottom fishing for some reason, because there's, like, no bobber or anything to watch, and you're not, like, constantly reeling with, like, jig or, like, lure fishing, so, like, they just can't sit there and watch the tip of their pool. It's just not, they just can't do it.
You gotta go out there for a long time. You get yourself some Diet Cokes, and you go out to the fishing hole. With your pole. I mean, I like to fish. People don't think that about me, but I like to just get, you know, you get a radio out there, you put the drinks down, you put the pole in the water, and then you just relax.
Yeah, see, because, like, most of fishing isn't fishing. Like, most of fishing is, like, paying attention to your pole and then hanging out with whoever you're fishing with.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's a party. Camden, what do you think?
Fishing's all right. I don't really like touching the fish because they're gross. Feeling.
Let's say that the three of us, Matthew and Sean and I, were going fishing, and we said, Camden, do you want to come fishing with us? What would you say?
I'd say, sure. I've gone fishing with my brothers and my dad, and they've just, like, dealt with the...
And what if we said, you have to take the hook out of the mouth for every fish we catch?
I'd be like, I'm sorry, I gotta go, guys. I can't do this.
Well, you rode with us, so you're not getting out of there. What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I like fishing.
Isn't fishing something? Oh, yeah.
It's actually relaxing.
There's a good fishing hole behind Meyer. And that way, if you need beverages or Twinkies or something, or peeps, you can go right across to Meyer.
There's a fishing spot right out back at Kroger.
Oh, is there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never been.
I go fishing there on my breaks sometimes.
Oh, I've never. See, I don't ever go out the back door.
Yeah, you just walk straight out the back. Straight out the back and keep going.
Oh, I've never been to that fishing hole.
I didn't know that.
Well, look at that.
Now, how much is fish in there?
I've caught the biggest yellow bellies that I've ever seen out of that pond. Granted, yellow bellies don't get very big, but they're like short and fat out of that pond.
I didn't even know there was fish in there.
Out of that pond, it's very...
It's the contamination.
Not clean back there.
It's the contamination.
That's where the sewer goes.
That's where it all those fish get big.
Wow.
So, Camden, you'd be out there, right? Do you have your fishing license?
No.
How can you go fishing, then? The feds will arrest you and put you in prison.
Without people looking. Like, no one's around.
Well, we just said there's going to be, like, a group fit. I'll have to turn you in. I have to... I have to, you know, check your fishing license and say, oh, sorry.
Wow.
What's important? What's important do you think, Sean? We were talking earlier about mental illness. There's a lot of mental illness in society today, and maybe people need to go fishing more often, and that would cure some of this mental illness that they have.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, they need to do a lot more relaxable stuff instead of blowing up people and killing people and catching fires.
It's not good to blow up people,
yeah.
Certainly.
Yeah,
you don't want to be doing that.
Exactly.
Fishing can be quite stressful.
Yeah, I mean. I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm just, like, panicking, trying to get the fish.
Do you need, like, a Xanax when you're out there trying to get the fish? Don't forget the Xanax when you go fishing. The drinks and the Xanax.
If you're doing it with, like, little kids, like, I go fishing with, like, my little cousins a lot, and, like, I bait their hooks, take off their fish, and because they're fishing for bluegill most of the time, because they're small children, it's just like, I don't even get a fish, it's a never-ending me baiting and taking off bluegill.
I'm also afraid of, like, the hooks and, like, accidentally yourself with the hook, catching yourself on the hook.
I don't even know what to say to that.
It's pretty hard to stab yourself
yeah,
on the hook.
Yeah, are you doing, like, your finger?
No, just, like, when you go...
Where do you think the hook's going to go? Like, the back of your head?
I'm not good at throwing them, so that's why.
You got to know how to cast. You can cast from the side. You could do that.
Or.
Well, you could do that, but you might get hit with the... Are you a side caster, Sean, or are you an over-the-back?
I am a side.
Yeah. Some people are side casters.
Yeah.
It's like tennis.
It really just depends on the location.
Well, I like that thing behind Meyer because it's very close to where I live, and they've cut down the trees, so it's a lot more open back out there, and it's very peaceful. You know, you would think it wouldn't be, but because Meyer cuts it off from everything, there's no trains out there, there's no anything. You just got the highway over there, 23, but you just hear a car every so often, swish, swish.
And the quarry's good.
And the quarry is good, yes, love the quarry.
Yeah.
I was out hiking in the quarry last weekend. You ever hiked at the quarry?
No, I've never been to the quarry.
Have you ever been outside your house before tonight?
Yes, I've been outside of my house before.
Where do you go?
I go out to eat, or to the mall to watch the movie, or to get, like, coffee from the mall. There's that coffee shop in the mall. It's pretty good.
What's it called?
Sidekick's Coffee, I think, or Sidekick. I don't know. It's
Sidekick Coffee. You ever had any of this, Sean?
I never had a Sidekick.
Matthew, what do you think?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Sidekicks. I used to have a friend who worked there.
Really?
I think
now,
so.
What's good about their coffee?
Oh, I don't know. It's just good.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
Well, they have also tea. They actually have boba tea, which is pretty good.
Boba tea?
Yeah, it's
what's
like...
What's boba tea?
It's like these milk tea with like these tapioca pearls in them. And they're pretty good.
Tapioca tea. Boy, does that sound delicious.
Well, it's good. They're like chewy, like, thing. They'll... balls that are in the coffee. Or not
see,
coffee,
when I have a good cup of tea, I don't want to chew it. See, that's where I draw the line.
Well, it's some people, it's an acquired taste, I could say. Some people don't like it, some people do.
You want to chew your tea, Sean? You're not a big coffee drinker.
No, I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm a hot chocolate drinker.
But see, that's not good because you're diabetic.
I know, but
type,
I like it.
Type 1.
Type 1.
Type 1.
Yeah.
But you take the shots.
Yes.
Because you can't keep that insulin under control.
Yes.
But that's okay.
Because I eat what I want and I don't care.
Yeah.
Is type 1 the one that you...
It shortens your life, but it's okay.
Like, so long as you're living your life how you want to live your life, that should be how it is.
That's an interesting question. Now, if you know that we only have a certain amount of time to live, do you live your life cautiously and live longer, or do you, you know, put the pedal to the metal and you know, hurtle toward the death?
What's the point in living cautiously if you don't do anything with being cautious just to live a longer life? I will have done more in my life with a lesser life than you will have just sitting at your house because you're safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not saying you have to sit home. I'm just saying that when you have a diabetes number of 500, you don't go get a popsicle.
But I do.
I don't know if that's the way to do it.
Like a Frosty or something, you know?
Right. See, I think that's... And why did they do away with the strawberry Frosties? You know, I like the strawberry Frosties.
They were good. I love them, too.
Exactly.
I love strawberry.
Why do away with something that's delicious?
Probably because most people are like me and never have gotten that one. I know they have vanilla too, but I've never gotten a vanilla Frosty. I only get the chocolate Frosty to dip my fries in.
I feel like vanilla is better than chocolate.
That's delicious.
No, see, I prefer strawberry.
I got the answer for that.
Well, go right ahead. I knew you would.
No, I asked Wendy's, one of the Wendy's, why they did it. Do you know they have to order that strawberry stuff and mix the vanilla up with it?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why
they
problem?
Well, they don't want to do it all the time.
Well, too bad. Don't they have to mix the chocolate?
No, the chocolate's already mixed.
Now, we went to Kewpie's. Now, here's the whole thing about Wendy's. We went to Kewpie's last weekend in Lima. Now, that's a place to go. And they have malts there, what's called a malt. Now, Kewpie's has been around since 1928. And a malt is a Frosty. But people tell me that a Frosty is not a malt. But it is. Am I right or wrong?
It is. Yeah. It's really good.
By the way, phone lines are open if anybody'd like to call in tonight.
I have one of those two guys.
740-383-9944. What was the sugar count that day?
I have no idea. I didn't.
Oh, it was...
It was tipping scales.
It was 500. But anyway, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What are you doing on this Friday night, Cinco de Mayo? And what do you think about the opinion? Should you live your life cautiously and live a long time, or should you live your life recklessly and die young? That's an interesting question to ponder when you really think about it. 740-383-9944. Camden, you didn't weigh in on this. We got two, live dangerous, die young. What do you think?
I say there's no point if you're gonna just like sit there and do nothing and try and live longer. It feels boring to like do that.
But we don't know what happens when we depart.
Yeah, so we're all gonna get there.
Yeah, but I'd rather get there later than sooner. You can go and save me a seat if you want. I'll be along eventually.
Like, think you should be like reckless and not care about your life, but like if you're gonna be so cautious that you're gonna be missing out on things, I don't think really understand the point in that.
Well, like, what is something that would be missing out on that you it would hurt your health?
I'm trying to think.
See, what do you think?
What's that?
What is something that you would miss out on if you lived cautiously that would hurt your health?
I know some people who used to know. My grandpa John passed away, but he wouldn't go to like concerts or anything like that, like the popcorn festival. He wouldn't go because there were just too many people. He felt like that something could go wrong, so he just wouldn't go. So he just avoided the popcorn festival, and like there were musicians that went there sometimes that he liked, but he just wouldn't go because there'd be too many people. He just wouldn't do it.
Well, I can understand that. I guess what I'm thinking of in this particular case is maybe like. I don't know. You know, like, you know what it is? I know somebody who once got on a trampoline and fell off and broke their neck. Now, a trampoline could be dangerous, but people do it anyway. Now, that is something you might want to avoid in life because, you know, you could end up in a bad way.
Well, it's only dangerous because you're careless on it.
Like, is it true that your life insurance goes up if you have a trampoline?
I know that your house insurance goes up if you have a trampoline.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Technically liable for them.
It's like a pool.
Yeah. Mm. It's also the same for the pool.
I used to have a trampoline when I was growing up.
If you got on a trampoline now, what would happen?
Oh, just fall right through.
Fall right through.
I love trampolines.
I love them too. When I was younger in middle school, my friend had a trampoline.
Wouldn't be much of a bounce, huh? You like a trampoline?
Yeah, when I was in middle school, my friend had a trampoline, and we would all the time hop on it.
Now, what is important? Now, you're 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what's important in a 20-year-old's life right now? What's the thing to do?
I work all the time trying to save up to eventually...
But you have spare time. What do you do in your spare time?
I like to do nails, like on myself and my mom, and I like also to crochet, which I know not a lot of young people like to crochet.
Well, no, that's a good hobby to have. I know a lot of people who crochet.
How old are they?
Well, they're older, but you'll be older one day, too, and at least you'll have it down. Why not? You've never crocheted any... I've never seen your crochet work. Do you bring it in and give it to people?
No. I have to complete them, and then I just move on to the next thing. Like, I have a blanket that I have not finished. Like, I used these chunky yarn from Walmart. It's only a quarter of the way done because I tried to make it a queen-sized blanket, So it's a lot of money to finish that.
What about, like, a scarf?
That seems boring. I've tried to make a hat, but I stopped halfway.
Why is a scarf boring and a blanket's exciting?
Because it's a big blanket.
What if you just, like, finished your blanket that's a quarter of the way done now and called it a scarf?
That's too chunky to be a scarf. It'd be wrapping yourself, like, with, like, a towel.
Somebody get the chunky scarf. And then you can go and get some tea that you can chew on. What do you do with your time, Matthew?
I hang out with my friends a lot. Do a lot of, like, hunting, fishing.
Hunting? Now, what do you hunt?
Deer, squirrel, rabbit.
Can you do much with squirrel and rabbit?
You can make stews and stuff out of them.
Stews? Mm. Now, how do you make rabbit stew?
About the same way you make every other stew, I guess. You just put the rabbit in instead of everything else.
So is it like a beef stew?
It'd be more like a chicken stew kind of thing. Like rabbit.
It tastes like chicken.
Yeah, rabbit tastes a lot like chicken, except it's just a gamey.
Why does everything taste like chicken? Rabbit tastes like chicken. Gophers taste like chicken.
I know people say that everything tastes like chicken, but, like, it's not just the taste. It has the consistency of chicken. Like, you know how, like, chicken can, like, pull down the grain, I guess? You can, like, tear it apart? You can do that with a rabbit, too. It just, like, it's just chicken, but it's a rabbit.
So we have two diametrically opposed things here, and you guys are both about the same age. You have somebody who's crocheting and then somebody who's out hunting. Now, would you ever go hunt, Camden?
I could never.
Would you ever go crochet, Matthew?
I crocheted when I was younger, but, like, that was a long time ago.
See, there you go. Could you pick it right back up today?
No. My grandma showed me a long time ago, and I, like, just made some, like, bracelets, but I couldn't do it now. Well, like, same thing with those, like, rubber band bracelets that were so popular when I was in, like, middle school. I couldn't make a bracelet now. I don't remember how.
Do you do jewelry?
No, I don't do jewelry.
Now, Sean, when you were 20, what were you doing?
It's a good question. So long ago.
Eating ice cream cones. Getting ready for the
funny food, you know. Like,
getting ready for the diabetic stages.
Yeah, exactly. Were you partying?
Probably was. I can't remember that.
I knew you.
Were you a partier?
Really wasn't on the partier, actually. I wasn't, was I?
No.
I was more of like a homebody, I think.
You
I
were.
Was like a, more of like a nerd. I'd stay home, I can play it on computers, build computers, fix computers, stuff like
video
that.
Video games?
I play video games. I have a PlayStation 5, yeah.
What games do you play?
A little bit of everything. Halo, Madden.
Madden,
yeah.
He's dead now, you know.
Yeah, he died. I have his book, though. His autograph.
John Madden.
Wait, Madden was a person?
Yes, John Madden was a person.
I didn't know that. I thought that was just like a game.
I mean, it is a game.
It's a game made by a person.
John Madden. He was a football coach and announcer.
Yes.
Wasn't a good announcer, though. I don't know why people like listening to that guy. He just,
mostly probably just because, like,
he had a good voice, though, I think.
He was just, like, a legendary head coach. People probably just liked to listen to him talk because he was a legend.
Yeah, but did you ever hear him announce a game? It was horrible.
That was before my time.
No. He coached before he announced.
I didn't listen to him announce.
So you didn't see him do anything. He's just a video game to you.
No. Like, I mean, I've heard him talk before, but, like...
that was awful.
I've seen clips of his announcements, but I've never, like, seen a full-length game.
Oh, if you used to watch his game...
announcing.
He used to do Sunday afternoons, and it was all just... He'd go... What was that? Thank God they had somebody else in there interpreting what the guy said. Did you see the guy in the ditch? That's what he sounded like. I don't know why he was an announcer for so long. I mean, people like to watch him screw up. Remember John Madden announcing? Yeah. Was that not John Madden?
That was John Madden.
740-383-9944 if you have anything you want to talk about. It's such a beautiful night out, though, tonight. People are probably sitting out on their decks doing their things, sitting by their fire pits. I wanted to get a fire pit. You know, I think that'd be fun to sit out, you know, bonfires and all
roast
that.
Roast marshmallows.
Roast. You know, here's an interesting thing. The other day, I was pricing s'mores. And when you, by the time you buy the Hershey's chocolate bars and the marshmallows and the graham crackers, it costs about $15 now. For s'mores.
You could buy a kit.
Wow.
Oh, forget it.
Well, is that name brand or is it like the store brand?
No, that's name brand.
Well, see, then it'll probably be a lot cheaper if you buy, like, Kroger brand or any other, or Walmart's brand.
Yeah, but here's the problem. What I'm saying is that also on the rack were Hershey bars. not Hershey bars, Reese bars. And I think that you don't make a s'more out of a Reese cup.
Oh, I have. It's delicious.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Wow. That sounds good.
Personally, I'm not a big peanut butter person. I don't do it.
I don't like peanut butter.
Try it. It's really good.
I use double the chocolate, though. I'm not going to lie. I'll put some at the bottom, some at the top, and then the graham cracker.
How do you cook your marshmallows? Do you like burnt? Because I like burnt.
I like medium saute.
To flame it and let it
When I make marshmallows, yeah, usually I flame them and let it... Like, I like them both ways. I just prefer them... Like, I prefer them, obviously, like, golden brown, but that just takes too long. And, like, they're not bad burnt. Like, I actually like them burnt just about as much as golden brown. And considering the time is, like, you know, 5 minutes less, it's just so much faster to let them burn.
See, I like the marshmallows with half chocolate and half vanilla. Delicious.
I've never seen those.
You haven't seen that? Oh, they're delicious.
See, I am just not in... I think tomorrow night I'm going to go sit by a bonfire. Why not? Well, you know, that's relaxing.
It's
that's
too hot out there to have a bonfire.
No, 70 degrees is too hot. Would you go out there when it's 40?
You do that in like November.
No, like, we do that year-round.
Year-round?
Well, I guess not in the snow, but like fall, up until like the spring, October... Until the snow hits the ground, and then it's just too cold to sit outside.
See, I'm wondering, since you guys don't know who John Madden is now, that worries me. Do you know who Barbara Walters is?
Oh, this is
depressing.
I think, hold on, I have to see a face for me to recognize.
You can't Google.
That's cheating.
Anyway, I'm going to show you, the reason I bring this up is because Barbara Walters, the legendary Barbara Walters, who just died recently back in December, when she was alive, she was a friend of mine. Barbara Walters, and she did a little thing for this show. Now, here it is, Barbara Walters. Take it away, Barbara, here on WGH Talk, like you heard Golden Voice. Here's
For all intents and purposes, I'm Barbara Walters, and you're listening to Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1. Back to the show.
Thank you, Barbara. See, and that's what you do. I take a little break so you can... Do what you need to do. That was Barbara Walters.
She seems familiar. I feel like I've heard someone...
She was the queen of broadcast television.
Did she, like, do anything, like historical or what? Something well
known? She started The View.
What is
That's who I know. Okay. I like, that was familiar,
the
like,
was
the name.
The talk show on television.
You never seen The View? Still on.
I don't watch TV.
It's the Whoopi Goldberg thing now.
Yeah.
But Barbara Walters started that many years ago.
Really?
Oh, we were going to call up Golden Voice. Let's see if I have Golden Voice's number here. Could you, Matthew, tell the Golden Voice story. This is good. I don't think you've heard this. This is a good story.
One day I was on break at work, and I was tapping through Snapchat stories, and there was a Snapchat story about the man with the golden voice. And I was like, all right, this is good enough to get me through my break. So I just started watching it. And, it was talking about how he was a man from Columbus who was homeless, and he got picked up by Columbus Dispatch, I'm pretty sure, and because of his voice, and then he got deals from, like, Kraft and a whole bunch of other people, and then it brought up the fact that he was on the Scott Spears Now talk show, and that he announced that he was running for president on here.
And now you're here.
Yep.
We're golden voices here. You want to announce you're running for president, you might make the Snapchat. See, I don't even know, I wouldn't even know how to use Snapchat, and yet I'm in a Snapchat, so I feel...
Scott, I got you. I'll help set up a Snapchat.
I wouldn't even know what to do with the old Snapchat. Why would I need a Snapchat?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, who do I need to talk to on the Snapchat?
Well, you can make
it's the same. It's, I mean, why do you need a Facebook? You can do just as much as you can on Snapchat. Yeah. As
they let people
you
know
can make
that
your
I'm
story public and advertise it to people.
Yeah, you could use it just like you could Facebook. It's just another platform.
Let's call up Golden Voice. Here we go. Everybody, see, he doesn't know I'm calling, so this could be bad, but we'll give it a shot. Okay, let's see if we can get old Golden Voice on the line here. We need a little dialing music or something here. Da, 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 da. All right, let's see if we can get old Golden Voice on the line. Here we go.
Hello?
Was that him? Oh, well, I disconnected him. Whoops. Well, we'll get back to old Golden Voice in a second. I'm sorry. See, he's going to be angry with me now.
Well, that's a bit me hanging up on
the line. Well, I was trying to get to the button to transfer him over, and I think I disconnected him. Well, there'll be something to pay now. Well, Ted Williams, maybe we'll try to get him during the break. How about that? Was that? He did say hello, didn't he?
Yeah,
I heard something there before we went to break. Well, a quarter till here. And you wonder if your friend out there, Sarah, is listening.
Yeah, Sarah, if you're left and listening, give me a call.
Yeah, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. I wonder if the bus is up and running tonight here in Marion.
I don't know if Bales is listening tonight or either.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. She listens down in Columbus now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll hear from her as the night rolls on. 740-383-9944. And we also might touch base again with the man with the golden voice, Ted William. Should we call Opal Covey and wish her a happy Cinco de Mayo?
Well, she'll tell us all about her
again. We ain't got that kind of time here tonight.
About how she got murdered twice.
Hold on, let me call her up. Oh. This is Opal Covey, the lady who ran for Toledo mayor. She's a dear friend of mine. And we like to call her up every so often and wish her a happy whatever. Okay, here we go. Opal Covey, folks. Don't rock the boat. Nothing on radio like a dial tone. This is good radio. Well, where are you? No, I know she's not out. They don't let her out of the house. Opal, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Hey, it's Scott here on WGH Radio. How are you doing?
Well, it's so-so. You know, it gets kind of lonely with it raining so much and everything and trying to get the grass cut. I'm going to get the grass cut tomorrow.
Going to cut the grass tomorrow?
Yeah, I got a guy coming down. That's a hard thing to get done around here because they're so lazy.
Oh,
they
darn.
They don't want to make no money.
Nobody wants to make any money. What's grass cutting go for up there in Toledo?
Well, it just depends. If you just got a little bit in the front of the yard, $15, or then it goes up to $20 and $30.
Well, Opal, I understand. Opal, I just wanted to call and wish you a happy Cinco de Mayo. Did you celebrate Cinco de Mayo today?
What was that? I don't even know. I haven't had the television on or nothing. What is that?
Well, it's actually the Mexican Independence Day, but we celebrate it here in the United States by, you know, eating Mexican food. You know, it's just something we've done the last few years.
Well, I wasn't paying any attention to it. You kind of surprised me. I love Mexican food.
Really? What's your favorite Mexican dish, Opal?
Tacos, and then there was something else. I used to live in California when I used to work for the government. You probably didn't know that.
I didn't know that. What did you do for the government, Opal?
Huh?
What did you do for the government?
Well, I was a secretary for Space Technology Laboratories, and I was a secret clearance, just like Trump, and I used to get in touch with the Pentagon, and I was stationed at Norton Air Force Base for a little over a year. And I worked for engineers, and I was responsible for 11,000 documents, or 1,100.
Wow.
Wait a minute. It was 1,100 that I typed, and, you know. So I know what's going on in our government now about these documents and things, because they interrogated me when I left. And then after you left, when you worked for the government like that, well, see, I work for Space Technology Laboratories, which designed the warhead of the Minuteman missile. That's...
You got interrogated, Opal?
Well, yeah, everybody does.
Oh. You know, I've never been interrogated, but I imagine it'll probably happen one day.
Well, you never know.
That's right, you never know. Hey, Opal. You know, last time we talked, you were trying to get your kazoo fixed. No, yeah, harmonica. It was a harmonica, wasn't it?
I haven't had no time.
Darn it.
To do that just yet. I'm trying to. I've got so much to do. You cannot believe it.
Oh,
things that were stolen off of my property when I was in a hospital.
They stole your harmonica?
No, not the harmonica, but I had flags stolen, brand new flags in the bag that I was going to put up my property 20 foot high, and they stole those while I was gone. They stole my dog.
Oh,
they stole a dog?
They killed my cats.
Killed your cats?
Well, they let them starve to death.
Oh, my word, Opal, this is horrible. Was this the same people who interrogated you?
Well, what they do, don't get shocked at it. They do all employees. And I always came out good. Well, they only interrogated me one time. and when they couldn't find something, and that's called interrogation.
Yeah, and it's the multiple interrogations you got to worry about. If you're interrogated once, you can survive, but once they do it a couple times, that's really when there's trouble.
Well, let me tell you, it is. When you leave the company, I was a secret clearance. I was next to the top secret. And they check you out completely, and I had nothing against me, when they hire you. And, when I left, they missed two documents. And then in a little while, they kept looking and they found them, and I was excellent.
Good.
Yeah.
Opal,
and guess what they do? This is what they do to 6 months, I think it's 6 months, after you work for a company like the government where they do your secret clearance. Well, 6 months after that, they might follow you.
And that's no good.
But they do.
Well, Opal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I hate to interrupt this story, but the last time you were on, you sang the cat song. Is it called the cat song?
Is the what?
Do you remember the cat song?
Yeah.
Could you give us a little bit of that? Because last time you were on, people loved the cat song, and we all loved it. And could we hear that here on the Cinco de Mayo?
Let me think just one second here, Miss Molly.
Take your time.
Where did Dolly go? Miss Molly, where did Dolly go? Dolly go. Okay, I think I can do it.
You ready?
It's pretty hard when you don't know you're going to do it because you've practiced, on it.
All right, Opal, it's all you.
But,
It's all you. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Miss Molly, where does Dolly go? Miss Molly, where does Dolly go? Dolly goes down the road to see her curio. That's where Miss Dolly goes. Now we don't know what is her curio. Is it a cat, a dog, or a bow? Now we don't know where Miss Dolly goes when she goes down the road to see. Ha 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 ha. Running out of breath. Ha 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 ha.
That was wonderful, Opal. What was that other song? Do you remember the other song you sang for us last time you were on?
I got a little bit in my throat that time, so remember that. I sing it a lot better.
Oh, that's fine.
I can even sing the Star Strangle better.
Oh, really?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember the song? What was the song, Sean, she sang for us last time she was on? You enjoyed that song.
Okay. Let me think. It was about angels.
It was about angels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Opal.
It was about angels. Holy, yeah, but my throat is not that good right now.
It's allergies.
Excuse me. Holy angels, sing me a song. Oh, holy angels, sing me a song. Sing about the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. Oh, holy angels, tell me your story. Oh, holy angels, tell me your story about the birth of Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. Oh, holy angels, tell me about the cross where Jesus died and saved our sins. So we won't be lost.
Well, Opal, that was wonderful, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time tonight to speak to us. You know, I think the world of you. I think you should have been mayor up there all the times you've run in Toledo.
Well, I kept winning.
You did?
They kept stealing.
They kept stealing the thing. It was
and
all
I
crooked.
I had to reconstruct my ministry.
Of course.
And I'm getting ready, hopefully, not in the too near future, to build a thrift shop on my property.
Oh, thrift shop. I like a good thrift shop. So I'll be up, Opal, and I'll look at the things and maybe buy some records or something. We have records?
A little faster, but it's kind of hard because of what I've been through. I've been through being thrown on the loft. You know, I'm talking about, you know, I have to cast out fear because, you know, this guy broke in the back end on my sister's, she showed him what to do. And they actually wanted to kill me, and then my sister lays in the grave 8 months later. There's a lot to it. And, you know, and having to redo my house was trashed. The floor had all kinds of potato chip papers and pop bottles, and they just trashed it. Opened up the gate to my property, and anybody could have gotten in and had my purse sitting on the bed with a good little bit of money in it, and the door open, and this is what I came home to. It's been horrible. And then the police drug me across the street in Maumee right after I got out of the hospital, and I was 42 days lying in my back, and I was in there in a life-threatening. I was life-threatening. They watched me to see if I was going to die, but I knew I wasn't going to die, and the Lord was going to save me, and He did save me. And you know, I wanted to say this. I received my miracle from the Lord because the mailman came by and called 911. And then I laid in bed, and the doctors came in there. They was watching to see if I was still breathing and taking tests and things. This chloroform is a killer. That's what they dumped on my head and knocked me out. And then put me up in the loft to die. And then they were going to steal my house and all of my property and everything. And this was a bigger thing than a lot of people know, but it's going to be in a book. And they had it all planned while I was in the hospital, flat on my back. They stole the guardianship that I had for my sister. They wanted the payee. They were scammers. They came in from another state or something, and the judge let them come in and try to take everything from me, and my sister was in on it, and she wanted to go live with another man, and I said no. Well, I didn't actually say no, you can't, but I said, well, I'm doing exactly what needs to be done, and the Social Security, of course, they're the ones that's the boss over me, and they're very well happy with me. And so anyway, they saw they couldn't grab the payee from me, so they decided to take my life. And it was already, before I got out of the hospital, I had the Adult Protection Agency man run in my door, and he said, Opal, they're down there talking about taking your house, putting you in a nursing home, and everything.
Hello, Opal.
They're scamming you.
Opal.
Yeah.
Okay. We're out of time here, Opal, but I can't thank you enough for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, do you mind me? It's been a real awful thing, and I'm having to, I had to pay money and courts, and I couldn't drive my car. She had everything tied up, and but you know, the Lord says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, and I already had a funeral paid for, a prepaid funeral for her, because I knew something was going to happen, you know, later on, and it did. My prophecy came to pass, and I want to talk about that prophecy sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
With her.
Yeah, I'll call you, Opal, okay?
Okay, well, did I do okay?
You did wonderful, Opal. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'll be back in touch.
Yeah, and I'm in the meantime, I'm going to try to find that harmonica, and I had you on my mind, and I'll be calling you, or you call me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Opal.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Happy Cinco de Mayo. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back with Matthew and Camden and Sean right after this.
WGH Radio 107.1 FM. LP, Marion, Ohio.
She's not all there.
The legendary talk show host, Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news?